Bishop was just telling us you were in the hospital the last couple days.
Yeah, I was pretty sick going off the trip from Montreal and Toronto. So, yeah, I spent a couple days in the hospital.
I mean, what was going on? I mean, how dire was it?
I mean, it was, you know, I had a virus that, you know, caused me to be, you know, throwing up, and I had strep throat, and, you know, I just wasn't really getting any better. So just I think they wanted to keep me there just to, you know, watch me a little more and make sure I was getting better. So, you know, I'm feeling good now.
What was that experience like being able to be on the ice and represent for the World Juniors? And it may not have been the best what you want to be celebrating on the ice after not playing, but what was that like?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, being back in that USA sweater was, you know, really special. It's a tournament, you know, growing up, I always watched and, you know, always wanted to play in. It always seemed like, you know, a really fun tournament to play in. And for us to win gold in the end was, you know, pretty awesome and pretty special. Even though, you know, I wasn't able to play in the game, you know, I was still able to go in the locker room after the game and celebrate with the guys and celebrate with my teammates. So, you know, it meant a lot, and, you know, it was pretty special.
Grant thought it was kind of an advantage for you college guys to be playing the World Juniors, playing against the older players here and then getting younger guys. Did you notice a difference from the college game to the World Junior game? You're going against?
I don't know if I noticed a difference. You know, maybe college helps me, you know, be ready for a competition like that, because, you know, obviously playing the World Juniors, it's the best players in, you know, the whole world under 20. So, you know, playing, you know, it's such a great league, you know, with college hockey. I think it just kind of, you know, helps you be ready and you know, kind of know what the competition and stuff is going to be like when you get there and play at World Juniors.
How much did the illness take out of you, and do you feel like you might have some issues this weekend with your conditioning?
You know what, I'm not sure. You know, I practiced today. You know, I felt all right. I'll practice tomorrow, and, you know, I guess we'll make the decision after that if I'll be ready to play this weekend. But you know, I feel like I should be ready to go.
Did you lose a few pounds with the illness?
I did, yeah. I lost about 10.
You've also been back yet, or?
I haven't weighed myself in a while, so I'm not sure, but I'm working on it.
Can you go back to the national team, the junior team? It was a really cohesive group, and some would find that kind of surprising, given that you don't spend that much time together. How did that come together? How did that team come together? And did it all go back to summer when you first had your first camps?
I think it goes back to, you know, a lot of us played with each other at, you know, NTDP. So we knew a lot of each other from them. And, you know, even the older guys, you know, we were there a year when they were there. So, you know, we knew a lot of them. And I don't know, it's just a close group when you get there. You know, you're all working hard for one common goal. So I think, you know, everyone buys in, and, you know, you're there with each other for so long. I think you know, get to know everyone. So, you know, I think we meshed pretty well, you know, pretty quickly. And it was, you know, a really great group of guys. You know, there was no, you know, outsiders or no cliques or anything like that. So I think that helped us out a lot. But yeah, I mean, it was just a great group, so I think it was just easy for everyone to, you know, just kind of mesh together.
You had gotten a lot of compliments from coaches, and did your play suffer from being sick, and could you have been better in the tournament?
Well, I think I got, you know, I started feeling sick the night before the Russia game, and then, you know, throughout that day, I could just tell I wasn't feeling great. The, you know, the trainers were, you know, trying to help me out and help me with fluids and, you know, taking different meds and stuff like that. And that Russia game, you know, I don't think I was at my top, you know, top form. I wasn't, you know, feeling my, you know, complete best, but, you know, I did everything I could, you know, give it my all, but yeah, and then, you know, after that game, I could just tell, you know, I wasn't going to be able to play the finals. You know, that's when I started throwing up and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't think I was 100% that last game against Russia. But before that, you know, was my best.
All good?
Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan.
Wow. So if you would have kicked some butt.